In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good.
It's a great day. Today is the feast day of St. Andre Bessette. We'll get to that in just a moment. But do you notice something about here in these scriptures? Well, before we get to that, the first reading is all about love. We talked about it yesterday at Mass, although those of you at home didn't get it because Fabian did something. No, it wasn't Fabian. It was just something happened up there. And the stream died immediately after Deacon gave his amazing, heartwarming homily. It lit my heart on fire anyway. And I'm not even sure exactly why yet. Can't wait to listen to it now that I know it's uploaded and be able to hear it again. But I mentioned there at the end of Mass that these letters, this first letter of St. John, is what? It's all about one single theme. Who is John? John is what? The beloved disciple. Beloved disciple. And so he writes here about what it means to be beloved. It's all what it's about. It's all about that. We made a reference to all the Mary's children named, the girls start with A. I would hope that, well, Amanda definitely comes from the word to be loved. And so all of them, maybe at least in my mind, have a name that begins with being loved. And so each of us need to recognize that we are deeply loved. And every day, it's a real good challenge. You'll benefit greatly from it. If you just read the letter of 1 John every day. Every day for as long as we're going through different readings. Guarantee you'll come to know your relationship between you and God and you and other people in such a more profound way as beloved ones by God. We're going to talk about that this weekend probably. If we go where I think we're going to go in the homily. Now, this gospel right here has our Lord doing what? Walking out on the water. It says when it ends in a difficult place, I think. There it is, our Lord. We don't get the story of Peter. That's from a different gospel. But here we have the story. Jesus is walking out there on the water that's going by. He comes in because they're so afraid. He says what he always does. It says, be not afraid, take courage, or ten anima in Spanish. Take soul, take your being together. But it says that they were astounded. They didn't get what was going on. They didn't understand who he was, that he could do things like this. Because what? They didn't understand the incident of the loaves. That was our gospel yesterday. On the contrary, it says, their hearts were hardened. Their hearts were hardened. Well, why weren't they able to understand? You got to remember what it says. Not here as we're looking at the gospel of Mark, but the fuller account is given in the gospel of John, the beloved disciple, who gives us that full account of exactly what happened in the teaching that would be going on in that moment. Their hearts were hardened because, remember, our Lord said, look, I am the true bread that comes down from heaven. You got to really eat. You got to gnaw on my flesh. You got to drink my blood for real. Everybody else left them. The disciples, he says, are you also going to leave me? Peter's the only one that stood up because the others were saying, I don't know. This is not good. We're not supposed to do any of this. They said, look, Peter said, you're the one who has the words of everlasting life. We're going to stick with you, even though we don't get it. And so their hearts were hardened to the truth. They couldn't accept it because it was so far beyond what they were able to conceive of. And that's why St. Mark is referencing here, if they would have just realized that Jesus was talking about the Eucharist, that he was actually God, that all these things were true about him, then this wouldn't have been so surprising to them. They wouldn't have been so afraid. A lot of things that go on in our day are fearsome. Because fear in our day, there are people all over the place that are afraid. For good reason, and for not good reason in other cases. Despite it all, whether it's a good reason to be afraid of something or whether it's not a good reason to be afraid, whether it's excessive fear or the right kind of fear, our Lord still comes into our lives and wants to present himself and say, look, be not afraid, take courage, I am here. It is me. I'm the one who can walk on water. I'm the one who can call the seas and the waves to be no more. I'm the one who give myself to you that you may eat my flesh and that you may drink my blood and that you may have my life within you, not in a mystical sense only, but in a real sense, in a concrete sense, something that touches you and makes you more and more like me. So what do you have to be afraid of? speaks those same words to you and your eye in this time. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. There are weird, crazy, wild things that are going on in our nation right now. Don't be afraid. There's a lot of uncertainty that's going on within our nation. Don't be afraid. There's a lot of things that you and I have no control over, and even if we could have some control over it, would we be the ones who would be able to make the right decision? I don't know. Don't be afraid. God's got this. He's the blessed controller of all things, isn't he? Not you and I. Let's let him be the blessed controller of all things. And just accept his word. I'm not going to be afraid. God, you're going to take care of this somehow. I'm going to speak with you. Because the Blessed Sacrament, in a way that I can't even imagine, but it's true. You stick with me. Now a little bit on Andre Bessette. It's an amazing saint. Somebody that Fabian would really love. In fact, he said, Father, before Mass, I'm so excited that we're going to celebrate this Mass of St. Andre Bessette. Like, I don't even care about St. Joseph anymore, right? Forget about his most sacred heart, his most chaste heart, right? No, he didn't say that. But St. Andre Bessette is a deep, profound lover of St. Joseph. Profound lover of St. Joseph. Just a simple man. Just a simple man. And when he was sent to this oratory there in Canada, I forget exactly where, you'll correct me on where exactly in Canada. When he was sent there, his superior said, here in the 1800s, said, I'm sending you a saint. Sending you a saint. That's just a regular brother, somebody to watch the door, to make sure that the oratory, this college where much good learning would go on, would just be cared for in some way. The superior said, I'm sending you a saint. So take care of him. Don't worry about him being weird. Saints are a little weird. So he went out there and just did as he would. Well, a time like ours in 2020 was besetting there, the local area where he was around. There's an epidemic that was going on. Didn't know what to do, but Andre Bessette, being a loving man who cared for the poor and those who were afflicted, said, hey, look, I will offer myself as a nurse in some sort of way. I want to make sure that people around me have what little bit of cure I can do. I will offer myself in this way. I'm not afraid of catching any sort of difficulty. And so what did he do? Did he go off and study medicine for years and years? He just took whatever skills he had, which was what? Being a simple brother. Knowing how healing is really granted, which is that which comes directly from God. So each time he would call down and he'd go and minister to those who were sick, he would grab a little bit of the oil, a little bit of the oil that burned from the candles. Grab a little bit of that and take it with him. Because he's a priest, he couldn't do anointing on the sick. So he had a little bit of that oil that would burn next to the altar. I believe it was even in front of the altar of St. Joseph. And he would take just a little bit of that, and he would just rub it on the person who was there and pray over them a little bit. And then come in then, ask St. Joseph. Ask St. Joseph. Just go to him and put your trust in him. And you know the interesting thing that happened? There's no curative properties to candle oil. It's basically paraffin wax, right? Doesn't do any good. It just makes messes. Anybody who cleans our sacristy knows it just makes messes. What do we find out? That there wasn't a single person who he ministered to who succumbed to the illness. They're all miraculously healed. They said, whoa, Brother Andre, you're so incredible. Man, you're a great miracle worker. What did he say? Did he say, of course I am. I'm pretty great. What did he say? What do you mean? I didn't do anything. That was St. Joseph. Obviously it was St. Joseph. I'm just a weak creature. It was St. Joseph. And indeed it was. Indeed it was St. Joseph. Working through the intercession of this poor religious brother, because as a religious superior said, was a saint. Was a saint. God works through the intercession of his saints. Put your trust in he who is our great Father in faith, but also in those who put their trust in him. Follow in that same example. And bottom of the screen, there's a little quotation I put there for you. He was counseling people, look, if you don't know what to do, you don't know how to pray rightly, just go before him and go before St. Joseph and ask him, St. Joseph, what is it that you would do in this situation? My situation is bleak and bad. St. Joseph, pray for this thing from the troubles. That's it. A simple prayer. Just a commendation to St. Joseph, you got this. What do you think St. Joseph said to Jesus when he was on his deathbed? The exact same thing. Jesus, you got it all. I don't know what to say exactly, but you can take care of this thing. Take care of mom. What did our Lord say? The exact same thing that you see him saying in the gospel. He said, take courage.